interview with Andre Rouelin on Saturday, January 27th, 1990, in Shady, New York, for the Archives of American Art. We usually start by asking your full name.
My full name, well, my professional name is Andre Rouelin. Mm-hmm. And I married the painter John Taylor. Mm-hmm. So that's Andre Rouelin Taylor.
Okay.
As far as the bank is concerned. Uh-huh. But I use my name as an artist, mostly.
And you were born in?
I was born in New York City. Mm-hmm. French parents, mm-hmm. quite young French parents, and they had been in the States only about 2 years, uh-huh. and they remained very French, I must say, for a long time, so much so that in order for me to speak French for the first few years of my life, mm-hmm. they didn't learn English for quite a while.
Really?
So it was my native tongue, really.
Even though you were in New York, you were
in New York City.
As a child, you were speaking French.
Always, from the start. And so New York, this was 1905, I was mm-hmm. born in 1905 in April. This is a little aside, but the day I was born, my father had gone to work, but we had, my mother and father had an apartment in a brownstone on Greenwich Avenue. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful spring day, and my father hated American windows. He called them guillotines. Mm. And there was a tree growing from the apartment. It was on the back, and there was a beautiful tree outside the window. So what he did, he removed the window, what do you call it?
You know? Kind of bars, you mean, or grating?
The whole window.
Oh, the whole.
And then he uh-huh. pulled in the tree. Uh-huh. Into the room.
Uh-huh.
So I was born in a room that had half of a tree.
In it.
Spring tree. Uh-huh. Spring setting.
Were you really born at home?
At home.
Yeah.
I was born
they
at
had
home.
Nurses come or something like that.
That's right.
Were you the only child?
Yes. I was the only child. The doctor who took care of us, had his wife that day had given birth to twins.
Wow.
And each one of us weighed 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. So he was fascinated and delighted, you know, so he kept a close watch on me.
Uh-huh. It was quite an auspicious day.
That's right. That house is gone now on Greenwich Avenue.
What street was that?
On Greenwich Avenue.
In Greenwich Avenue.
Between, now I'm not sure, I think it's
village.
Between 7 and 8
yeah.
avenues. And my mother loved it. But after that, we did a lot of moving. We went from one place to another. And I also lived every summer in the country mm-hmm. because my parents didn't want me in the heat of New York City.
Right.
So we did a good deal of changes. And I did not, and then what happened was that from the start, I drew. I did a lot of drawings uh-huh. as a very small child. And my father, whose ambition had been to be an artist, to be a sculptor, actually. And life had thwarted that. He came of a poor, large family, where you didn't do what you wanted, you know, but you helped the family out. He was, they both were very liberal, they were socialists, and they hated war. And one reason they left France was that he would have had to go and do his military service for, I forget if it's 7 years. And people with money were able to buy somebody to take their place. But
right.
if you were poor, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. So he decided that he couldn't possibly serve 7 years. And so they came to America. And which meant, of course, that he could never go back.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't do that, you know, if you're a male, mm-hmm. especially. But he was against war, he was against all violence.